I would encourage that we actually do make up some type of legislation where we can put into effect in the juvenile courts where when our kids are incorrigible and we've identified them as possible victims of sex trafficking in any sort of way, that we're able to hold them long enough for us to complete an investigation. Because without that, we're right back to city ordinances, we're right back to endangering the welfares because we don't have enough time to get our children the services that they need. And this is heartfelt to me. I've been doing this portion of human trafficking for the last couple of years, but I've been a juvenile detective for years before that. And all I did was look for missing and runaway kids. And these incorrigible reports, you have 13 or 14 of these incorrigible reports where these kids are on the run before you can actually sit them down and do anything about them. And that's only after they went out and committed some type of crime where you can hold them in order to do an investigation from a year prior.